Hey everyone, my name is Randall Heyer. I'm the Worship Arts Pastor here at Cochrane Alliance Church. We are so glad that you've come to check out the latest sermon. We pray that you are encouraged, you are challenged, and ultimately drawn closer to Jesus. Enjoy.
Want to kick off our new Anchor Initiative installment this year. We're calling this series Impact, and it's all about being on mission. Now, when I was a young boy, I watched a lot of TV. I'm part of the cable generation, and one of my all-time favorite shows when I was like a preteen was The A-Team. And a word of warning. If you have something that really you cherish from your childhood, don't go look it up on YouTube. It's painful to watch now, I have to say. But, cherish your childhood memories and don't look them up on YouTube. But if you're not familiar with the show, it's a series about the soldiers of fortune who go around helping people in trouble. And it's a Hollywood production, so everything works out great for them at the end of every episode. It's a triumph, and every episode would end the same way. The leader, Colonel Hannibal Smith, would always take a puff on his stogie, and he'd say, "I love it when a plan comes together." I love it when a plan comes together, too. Okay, how does that relate to missions? Well, God has a plan. And as strange as this may sound, I don't think this is, I'm not reaching too far here, but God loves it when his plan comes together. And that's really at the heart of what being on mission is about. And you don't even have to read that far in the Bible to get a really succinct, clear picture of this plan. I'm just going to read it to you. It should sound familiar to a lot of us, but it's God blessing and calling Abraham in Genesis 12. He says to Abraham, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you." There it is. There's the plan. I'm blessing you so that you can be a blessing. You see, like, at the heart of this, God is a family man. And he's taking a family, and he's setting them apart and blessing them and making them into a great nation so that they, in turn, could be a blessing to the whole world, to all the nations. And if you keep reading this story of the Bible, you'll get to the part where Jesus changes the game. And not only is there just one family anymore that God's interested in blessing, but in Jesus, the whole world is invited into this family of blessing, to be a blessing. And so this is the idea, this is the heart of what's behind our sermon series, Impact. When you live on mission, you make a difference. And when we participate in God's plan, when God's plan comes together and we get to be a part of that, it's amazing how life has a whole deeper sense of meaning and purpose and fulfillment when we participate in that. And so we're going to spend the next 5 weeks talking about how to have an impact, how to live on mission, what it's like to make a difference, and why that's such a great thing. And what we're going to do today, in the tradition of our five for five that we've done do periodically, is we've invited five global partners that we have with our church to talk about what how God is making an impact in the fields that God's placed them. And we wanted to start with this because, like, one of our core values as a church is to be globally minded. We love the nations, and we want everyone to have access to Jesus. And so our global partners that are helping us do this have all submitted little five-minute vignettes of what God's been up to, particularly explaining how COVID has impacted their ministries this year. And each of them is going to take 5 minutes to unpack that for us. And I just want to quickly introduce them all to you now, because the video, the five videos will just move seamlessly. But first off, we've got Tim and Rachel. They're the folks that we're celebrating the new baby for right now. And they're working in the Middle East. We've got Paul and Chantel McIver. They are working in Southeast Asia, as well as some good friends of mine, Jeff and Clara. And they're working in Central Asia. Now, there's a little bit of intentional vagueness, because they're working in places that are hard to reach. They're not exactly working in places that are friendly to the gospel message. And so there's a little bit of intentional vagueness there, and that's mostly just to protect their security. On top of that, we've got a couple of other friends, Pastor Mark Debonet. He's the pastor of our church, our sister church in Montreal called L'Oasis. And then lastly, we're going to be greeted by Pastor Victor Chite. He is the pastor of Jesus Vienne, which is our sister church in San Raimundo, Guatemala. So without further ado, I give you our 5 for 5 on impact, on mission, and I'll be back to wrap things up.
Good morning, everyone. Sabah al khair. My name is Rachel, and this is my husband, Timothy, and we are working in the Middle East.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 2:15 says, I'm going to paraphrase a bit, but our lives are pleasing aroma to those around us, and really strive to be intentional in that. You know, as I'm riding, you know, talking to someone on the street or in a taxi, I'm recognizing that I represent not just a Westerner, but also a Christian. And we're very aware of how we interact with people, and those interactions, they can lead to friendships, they can lead to spiritual conversations, they can lead even to faith being born. The realities of working in the places that we do is quite complicated.
And everything we do, from the way that we dress, to the way that we act, the way that we interact with one another, and the way that we interact with the public, that's all part of our work and what we do here. God has used this year to grow us, to prepare us for this next season. And I think because of the lockdowns and not being able to focus outwards as much as we had hoped, we were able to look at where we are as a community and where God is calling us. He's calling us to expand and to grow and really be a hub of training for the Middle East, which is really exciting, and that's what I'm really passionate about training people to go. And so it's been really exciting for me to be back and be a part of that in as much as I can, being due in a couple weeks with our first child. But it's been really encouraging to see how God has used a year that was challenging and discouraging for many people, and he was still able to show his faithfulness in the growth.
So one of the opportunities that the Lord brought up pretty much as soon as we returned, I have a friend who is an international guy, and he's been working for years and years to create a 3D printing hearing aid program that's kind of launched and geared towards refugees and people from Syria and things like that, who have tons and tons of hearing loss. And he's been carrying this vision for a long time. The Lord has been opening doors finally, actually with connections to the royal family here, and they were able to get a building and an office space. And I was able to use my background as an architect to help out and partner with them and design the office space for them and give them some insight and consultancy, if you will, about all these 3D printing things that I have a little bit of experience with. But it's been so exciting to see how many doors have opened up, especially for this vision that's really been held and trusted for so many years now. It's very exciting that the Lord's opening up, and it's going to happen, and there's just such a great connection and opportunity and moments to interact with people in real need, meet that need physically, but also have doors for spiritual conversations and spiritual needs as well.
And for myself, for the training department that I work with, we, coming out of this last year, we really wanted to focus on increasing the intentionality and the quality. the quality of our training programs that help train and launch out people who want to serve long term here in the field. And it was very exciting this coming week, actually. We're starting up a new program, which I'm very excited about. And then we have two more that are happening in March. And so while COVID has changed things and has made things harder, like we can't meet in groups of more than 20, and masks are mandated, and we don't have any more lockdowns, which is exciting. But, you know, we have to take temperatures every time we come in the building and sanitize our hands all the time, very similar to North America. But even in amidst all of that and all of those challenges, we are still able to run these schools, and we're so excited for these new people coming in and what God is going to do through them, because they're some high quality people who are very excited about what they're going to do.
So even though this last year and a half has been ups and downs, and the pandemic has skewered plans and changed everything with moments notice, the Lord's still been so good and so faithful, especially in this part of the world. Everyone who's here is so excited for the things that we fully believe are to come.
Yeah.
And even in the midst of everything, God is still good. Mm-hmm. God is still God. He's still working, he's still moving, he's still making himself known to those who are looking for him.
Yeah.
And that's such a truth that we can hold steadfast to in these times.
So that is how things have changed here, and how things have not changed. God is always faithful no matter where we are. But thank you so much for watching, and we miss you all. Hope you're doing well and enjoying cold winter in Canada. As you can see, we have blue skies here. Don't let that deceive you. It's cold still. But hope you all enjoy the rest of your morning and be blessed. Thank you for all your love and prayers. Bye.
Hi, we're the McIvers. We've been living in Southeast Asia since 2018. We moved here with our three children after having served 8 years in Africa. We came here to expand refugee-oriented programs specifically towards the Rohingya people.
The Rohingya people are from Myanmar and have long been persecuted by the government there. 2017 saw a mass genocide by the government that led to over 700,000 Rohingya fleeing Myanmar across the border, most ending up in refugee camps in Bangladesh. The past 6 or 7 years, thousands have used human traffickers to get them here to Malaysia, but life here in Malaysia is very difficult for them. It is illegal for them to work. They have very limited access to health care. Their children can't attend public schools, and there's a lot of racism and xenophobia.
When we first arrived, one of the things that we did is we joined some existing ministries working with the young Rohingya men in areas such as ESL classes and helping them to get UNHCR refugee cards. In addition to this, we saw a great need for children's education for the refugees. So we partnered with existing learning centers. Now what a learning center is it's community volunteers, Rohingya volunteers themselves, who started makeshift little schools, sometimes in houses or store lots, in order to educate their children with at least basic literacy. So we started partnering with those schools the last couple years.
Now like the rest of the world, Malaysia was affected by COVID. It shut down all the schools for most of the year, so that the learning centers and ESL classes had to stop. Almost all the Rohingya lost their incomes overnight when the government imposed strong lockdown measures, and they went into crisis. So we pivoted from the projects that we had been working on to launch a food aid program that delivered thousands of bags of food and small financial aid for many months to the families that were affected by the COVID crisis.
Now, after 3 months of full-on emergency aid projects, economic sectors started to be allowed to open back up, and slowly we went into kind of a less strict lockdown. So we scaled back our emergency food aid and financial program, and we looked for other ways that actually the COVID interventions had opened up new access for us. And one place this was really exciting is that all of a sudden we knew so many more people, so many more communities, and we had developed trust and access into their homes, into the women and children. And so out of this, we launched a prenatal care program, looking at nutrition and pregnancy classes and prenatal health checks with a nurse and some financial support for while they were pregnant. The best part, we get to sit with the women and children. We get to help them get their refugee cards with the UN, but we also hear their stories. We cook together, we talk, we build relationships. So of course, a big prayer in this is that we need better language skills every day to be able to speak their language.
Other recent developments, we do continue a small food aid program right now to help out some of the families that are still affected by COVID. And as well, pursuing another potential opportunity of offering skill training to Rohingya men in different sectors, mostly the construction sector, to give them upskilling so that they can get better jobs to earn more money for their families. Because many of these young men are not only providing for families here, but are also providing for their families back in Bangladesh and Myanmar. And in that program, be able to do mentoring and discipleship and do life on life together.
So as you can imagine, we probably have many different prayer requests, but we put together a few that we think are most relevant for today. Of course, we always need wisdom to balance the emergency needs and the crisis situation that the people we work with are constantly going through, with also spending the time and effort to meet the heart needs, mentoring and relationship.
We also need prayer to help us to keep focused in spite of the ever-changing plans and obstacles that come up to everything that we're trying to do, especially this year with COVID.
We also ask that you would pray that we would be able to have quick language acquisition. We're learning two different languages here, and as you can imagine, sometimes that's quite difficult, but we really do want to be able to just spend the time to learn the knowledge, to be able to talk to them about deep heart issues.
And finally, that as we engage with different communities, different families and different people, that God would direct us to the people of peace or people that are seeking Him.
Thank you for praying for us and for all of your support.
Hello, we are Jeff and Clara, and for the last 5 years, we along with our two young boys have been serving as international workers in the Asian Spice region. The focus of our ministry is serving a least reached Muslim people group in Central Asia. Because this people group come from a closed country, we are not able to be more specific about who they are or where they are or where we are.
COVID-19 has impacted everyone. For us and our ministry, it was a contributing factor in propelling us to move to another country. In early 2020, we were in the middle of traveling to attend a couple of conferences outside of our country of service when global travel restrictions due to COVID-19 began. These restrictions escalated quickly and made it very difficult for us to return to our country of service and to our home. Initially, we were stranded abroad for several months, which ultimately led to an abrupt and earlier than expected end for our time of living and serving in the country where we had spent the last 4 years. However, it was also through this unexpected series of events that the Father affirmed for us that He was moving us to a new place and a new ministry.
We were eventually able to return to Canada for several months of home assignment to officially complete our first 5-year term of service. We then redeployed to a new country and ministry in September of 2020. Our current ministry is working full-time with a team that is focused on the distribution of the Bible to our least reached people group, the same people group that we have been serving for the last 5 years. The goal of our project is to make people aware that the Word of God has been translated and is available in their own language. Our hope is that the Word will be made accessible to as many people as possible, especially for the large number of people who live in remote and geographically isolated communities. Because literacy rates are still quite low amongst these remote communities, a large part of our team's work is spent on the production of audio, video, and ethnically inspired musical content. We wish to make the scriptures accessible to every member of our people group, even the illiterate. Because our people group live in a closed country where physical distribution of the Bible is not possible, the majority of our work takes place online over various digital and social media platforms.
We are thankful to be able to continue serving the people group that we love in this new way, to be able to make use of skills and ability from Jeff's previous career in computer engineering to help bring the word to the least reached. We are thankful, too, that while the situation caused by COVID-19 may have initially brought unexpected change, displacing us from our home and established ministries, in the end, God uses upheaval to lead us into this next new chapter. Lastly, while there may have been other challenges in 2020, we are so thankful that COVID has not hindered our work of getting the word in digital form into the hands and hopefully the hearts of our people group. Finally, we wanted to share a story that we hope you will find encouraging. A German colleague of ours reconnected with a friend of his from our least reached people group that he had not seen in many years. While using his friend's phone to take a picture, our colleague happened to see our Bible reading app on the home screen. He excitedly asked his friend how they had heard of the app. The friend responded, "My South Korean friend in Munich told me about Jesus and suggested this app for Bible reading. I find myself reading it daily, especially when I'm feeling afraid." It's a joy to hear reports of God's word advancing from around the world.
And lastly, we have a couple of prayer requests. First, please pray that the word will be sown deeply on many hearts amongst our least reached people group. And also pray for our family to continue to transition well to our new community, new country, and our work. Thank you so much for your support and your faithfulness in prayer.
Bonjour, mes amis. J'espère que vous allez bien. My name is Mark Debonnet. I'm the senior pastor of L'Oasis Church in Quebec. Who are we? L'Oasis is a French urban church in the west side of Montreal. We've been around since 1980. We are intercultural and multi-generational. We have a combination of well-established West Islanders, new immigrants to Canada, and youth. We have a lot of young families. We are purposefully building unity in our rich diversity. We normally gather at La Corde, which is a Christian youth center, right at the outskirts of a low-cost housing neighborhood called Cloverdale, which has many newly arrived immigrants and people struggling with poverty. My wife and I, her name's Cheryl, and we live in Dorval, not too far from Cloverdale. On March 13th, 2020, COVID hit us hard. Our building was closed and all in-person ministry was basically shut down ever since, apart from numerous punctual initiatives. We are mainly online, especially on Sunday mornings. The response of the people has been amazing. We are quite encouraged, but we are in the process of reinventing everything. I gotta say something about COVID. COVID has done something good. It has slowed us down. First of all, we've been focusing a lot more on care for one another, consolidating relationships. So fewer projects, more phone calls, more doorstep visits, and crisis help. Secondly, we've been able to address some lingering personal, family, and structural issues that we've been keeping on the back burner. And then thirdly, we're seeing the young people being empowered in the church, and they're rising to the occasion. Leadership is starting to shift slowly towards them, partly because of their comfort with the new technologies. My own ministry has been affected in some encouraging ways as well. I am praying more. I'm learning to take more time to bring my stress to the Lord and let Him help me turn that into joyful prayer requests. My hope is that it will have a positive influence on everybody else. Secondly, I'm mentoring some new leaders, some established church leaders, and our staff more intentionally. It just seems that the time is right. Setting up those online one-on-one meetings is less intimidating somehow than it was before the pandemic. And one of the things we're doing is we're focusing on spiritual disciplines. We're learning together. People are enjoying that. Also, we have a lot of young families that we're working with, and they're trying hard to keep things together at home with their kids. Cheryl is coordinating the children's ministry of our church, and we are supporting parents in their discipleship work within their own household. We're also working on a marriage course that we'd like to start later in the year. Finally, I'm spending more time casting the vision of the church through sermon series and new initiatives. We've been emphasizing these goals. Firstly, how can L'Oasis be more than just a church that prays and become a house of prayer for all nations? Secondly, how can we celebrate our ethnic and cultural diversity so that it's not just a difficulty to overcome, but a signpost towards the coming kingdom? How can we intentionally raise up and integrate new leaders from various backgrounds, men and women alike? And then finally, how can we love the city as Jesus does? We're discovering new partnerships in Cloverdale, including with a local medical center for children called La Maison Caracol. One of their social workers is a Christian, and she's been keen on partnering with us. Recently, we've been intervening with a family in crisis that comes to L'Oasis alongside with her, and that's been exciting. So, Cochrane Alliance, thank you so much for caring, supporting, and partnering with us. Que l'Éternel vous bénisse et vous garde, que l'Éternel fasse briller son visage sur vous et vous accorde sa grâce, que l'Éternel se tourne vers vous et vous donne la paix. Take care, everyone. Stay safe, be encouraged and bold. So long for now.
Dios los bendiga, amados hermanos de la Iglesia de Cochrane, Canadá. Reciban un cordial saludo de parte de mi familia y de la Iglesia aquí en San Raimundo. Es una bendición el poder saludarlos por este medio y desearles muchos éxitos en este nuevo año 2021. Todos sabemos que el 2020 estuvo muy difícil, pero también la fidelidad del Señor estuvo con cada uno de nosotros. Y sabemos que todo el trabajo que estamos haciendo aquí en la tierra, tanto como la ayuda que ustedes le han dado a la escuela aquí en San Raimundo, van a recibir la recompensa de nuestro Dios Todopoderoso. Que Dios los bendiga, un abrazo fuerte para cada uno de ustedes. Estamos orando para que Dios los bendiga y asimismo también deseamos verlos pronto aquí en San Raimundo. Estamos conscientes que Dios ha sido fiel en sus promesas y sabemos, amados hermanos, que todo lo que hacemos aquí en la tierra recibiremos del Señor la recompensa. Que Dios los bendiga y un saludo a todos.
So, I love it when a plan comes together, and I hope you're encouraged by what you heard today. God's plan is coming together. Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking more about how we can have an impact. I want to share with you how we already are having an impact, celebrate that with you, and give you an opportunity to make an impact this month. You may remember, it was close to a year ago when Paul and Chantel McIver reached out to us with asking for help with raising money for the food packages, the food hampers that they had referenced in their story there. And that was just one of like three different examples where the generosity of our church really shone through. And I just wanted to say thank you again for your generous support. We were able to support food security for Rohingya people. We stepped up and helped our neighbors up in Fort McMurray. And we also helped our brothers and sisters in San Raimundo. And I know that we're engaged as a church. Just a week and a half ago, I received an email from one of our district missions consultants here in Alberta, thanking us as a church for our continued support for our Global Advance Fund, which is what goes to support people like Jeff and Clara and Paul and Chantel. So thank you. That's something worth celebrating, that even in tough times, as a community, we are working in concert with God to put his plan forward. I want to invite you to step up again. Victor Shite from San Raimundo, he's indicating that they need more help. The place that they're at right now means the food security in San Raimundo is very, very poor. And at the same time, access to health and medical care is also a struggle. And so for the month of February, we're going to just take a special offering above and beyond our partnership that we already have with them, just to help them with food security and medical care. And so it's really easy a way to get involved. It's one of many ways to have an impact. And so if you're watching online and God's prompting you to get behind this partnership that we have with our sister church, you just hit the give button. And whatever means of donation that you pick, just earmark it with the word Guatemala, and that will prompt us to pass those funds on to Victor so that they can do more food hampers and help people get access to medical care. And even if you do it a donation in person in the box, you can just use an envelope and mark it Guatemala and put it in the box there, and you can do that. And so over the next few weeks, there might be a reminder or two about this special offering that we're taking, but throughout the course of the Impact series, we want to encourage you that this is one way that you can make an impact in Guatemala in particular. So Lord bless you guys as you're part of God's plan as it comes together. And I think maybe the best thing that we can do right now is to stand and let's respond in song to the plan that God has for our world.